Welcome to today's edition of the Bible Class. Our teacher, Dr. Kenneth C. Hill, is teaching from the Old Testament book of Jeremiah. You may email your questions through the website at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. You may also mail your questions to the Bible Class, care of WHCB, Post Office Box 5, Bumpville, Tennessee, 37617. And now, here is Dr. Hill with today's lesson.
Welcome to the Bible Class. We're continuing with a prophetic study. It's the study of the book of Jeremiah. In Jeremiah, we're at chapter 22 as we continue with our study, and at verse 23. This is the message to King Zedekiah. O inhabitant of Lebanon, that makest thy nest in the cedars, how gracious shalt thou be when pangs come upon thee as the pain of a woman in travail. As I live, saith the Lord, though Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, were the signet upon my right hand, yet would I pluck thee thence. And Coniah, by the way, is Jehoiachin, but that was apparently one of his names. And Jehoiachin. Verse 25, And I will give thee into the hand of them that seek thy life, and into the hand of them whose face thou fearest, even into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of the Chaldeans. And I will cast thee out, and thy mother that bare thee, into another country where ye were not born, and there shall ye die. But to the land whereunto they desire to return, thither shall they not return. Is this man Coniah a despised broken idol? Is he a vessel wherein is no pleasure? Wherefore are they cast out, he and his seed, and are cast into a land which they know not? O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, Write ye this man childless, a man that shall not prosper in his days, for no man of his seed shall prosper sitting upon the throne of David and ruling any more in Judah. The verse there, 29, O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord, was the text that was used by Dr. Don McKnight, who was general superintendent of the Evangelical Methodist churches in those days, back in the 80s, 1980s, by the way, when I was ordained as a deacon. And in the Evangelical Methodist Church, a deacon is a minister of the gospel, unlike in the Baptist Church and many other churches where the deacon is a servant of the church. And yet the deacon also is a servant of the church, even if they are a minister of the gospel. But it's part of the ordination process. And I was ordained as a deacon. And then later on, after study and time, you are advanced to the ordination of elder, which is that of pastor or the chief of ordinations. You can't be ordained for anything higher to that in that denominational setting. But anyway, Dr. McKnight, when he was preaching, this was his text for the deacon's ordination. I was not the only deacon at that conference being ordained. O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. And Dr. McKnight was well known for taking one verse and preaching perhaps even a series of sermons from that one verse. And I do not have the outline of his message. I only have noted in my very old Bible that I use for these studies the fact that it was my deacon's ordination text back all those many, many years ago. O earth, 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 hear the word of the Lord. And it is a mighty text. In fact, as we have studied thus far through chapter 22 of Jeremiah, we have found many mighty texts for preaching. They're all throughout, of course, and they're throughout Scripture, whatever book you go to. But in Jeremiah, we have such a plain presentation of the anger of an almighty God against a people that have refused to do what he's told them to do. And if there's any people deserve that, it's the people of the 21st century. We deserve the message of Jeremiah. Oh, I'm not saying the same judgment, not the same judgment in effect, but certainly God is judging those who claim to follow Christ but refuse to do so. God cannot be God and not judge us. He must judge us for what we do and what we have done and what we've refused to do as well. We're in chapter 23, in verse 1 we begin. This chapter 23 is speaking of the future restoration of Israel. It speaks of the Messiah. It speaks of the coming of Christ. This all of a sudden becomes prophecy for our day, as well as a prophecy for the children of Judah. And so let's begin, and then we will talk a little bit about the passage. Verse 1 of chapter 23, "Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord." There's another one of those mighty passages for preaching. "Woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord." Now notice, in the English, the pronunciation is very similar, pastors and pastures. Okay, pastors are shepherds. We are the ones that are called of God to shepherd the sheep of the congregation, if you will. We are the ones that are called, pastors are the ones that are called to teach and to preach and to minister the word within the church and outside the church. "Woe be unto the pastors," that's the individuals called of God, "that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pastures." Now, pastures, of course, are those areas of feeding where the sheep or the other animals would be grazing and would be getting their nourishment. And so there's the difference. One pastor is the leader of the congregation, the shepherd of the sheep. Pasture is where the sheep are fed. "Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel against the pastors that feed my flock, you have scattered my flock and driven them away, and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, saith the Lord. I will gather the remnant of my flock out of all countries whither I have driven them, and will bring them again to their folds, and they shall be fruitful and increase. And I will set up shepherds over them that shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth." Period. Let's stop right there at verse 5. This prophecy looks beyond the returning of the exile of Judah to the last days, to the eschatological understanding or scene that is yet to come. Eschatology is the study of last days, the last time. And so that's what we're looking. It's the universal hope is the context that we find Jeremiah chapter 23. the prophets repeatedly predicted that God will regather his people in the future, and that they will turn to Messiah and enter into the millennial kingdom. And you find that in Jeremiah, you find it in Isaiah, you find it in Ezekiel, you find it in Joel, you find it in Micah, you find it in Zechariah. Now here in verse 4, when he says, I will set up shepherds over them that shall feed them, and they shall fear no more, nor be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith the Lord. We find there the word shepherds is the same as pastors there in verse 1 that we were talking about. In contrast to Judah's wicked shepherds or wicked pastors, we find that God is going to give his people a good shepherd. The good shepherd is the title. And that is, of course, the Messiah. Now, the imagery of shepherding is that of God himself as being our shepherd. And as the good shepherd, God himself, the Messiah, will gather together the scattered sheep of Israel and will give them new pastors, new shepherds, who will serve under the chief shepherd. So we who are pastoring in a church, those who are called to pastor are called under shepherds, or shepherds or under shepherds, meaning we are not the good shepherd, the chief shepherd. We're not the ultimate shepherd, but we are serving under the ultimate shepherd. The theme of the shepherd is one that we find in Scripture throughout. It's very familiar. It's assumed by God as he led Israel. We find that in Psalm 80 and verse 1. God saw to their needs as a shepherd should in Psalm 23, 1 and 2. God protected and guided the sheep, the people, according to his good purposes for them, as a shepherd would in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 9 through 20, and Ezekiel chapter 34, Zechariah chapter 9. Israel's leaders were charged with the care of God's people as a shepherd should be watching over the flock. But often they proved to be false shepherds. Then that made God very angry. And God then announced through his prophets that he would send his own true shepherd. That would be the Messiah. And this Messiah then would save and care for his flock. In the future, from this point, Ezekiel, by the way, also mentioned this in chapter 34. But in the future, we then see Christ Jesus himself affirming that he was the good shepherd who was as a smitten shepherd in Zechariah 13:7, would lay down his life for the sheep, John chapter 10, verses 11 and following in that chapter. So Jesus Christ himself announced himself as the Messiah and as the good shepherd that God had sent. In Hebrews chapter 13, we see that Christ is also that great shepherd of the sheep who sees to the maturing and well-being of the believing flock. In 1 Peter chapter 2, Peter affirms that Christ is the chief shepherd who's entrusted his work to the under-shepherds until he himself shall come again for his flock. And you find that in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 4. And so then it would be no accident that one of the terms for pastor in the New Testament means shepherd, and that Paul would instruct the Ephesians elders in shepherding. And we find that in Acts chapter 20, verses 17 all the way through verse 38. And so that's what we're looking at when we see this righteous shepherd who will come and execute justice and judgment in the earth. Verse 6, in his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely, and this is his name whereby he shall be called. the Lord our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that they shall no more say, The Lord liveth, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but the Lord liveth, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country and from all the countries whither I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. Now that verse is a repeat of a verse earlier that we saw where God was showing he has bigger things to do than he's done in the past. Greater things yet to do, yet to come. Verse 9, Mine heart within me is broken because of the prophets. All my bones shake. I am like a drunken man and like a man whom wine hath overcome because of the Lord and because of the words of his holiness. For the land is full of adulterers, and because of swearing the land mourneth. The pleasant places of the wilderness are dried up, and their course is evil, and their force is not right. For both prophet and priest are profane. Now the word profane there means common. It means not holy. It means unholy. It means vulgar. Yea, in my house have I found their wickedness, saith the Lord. Wherefore their way shall be unto them as slippery ways in the darkness. They shall be driven on and fall therein, for I will bring evil upon them, even the year of their visitation, saith the Lord. And I have seen folly in the prophets of Samaria. They prophesied in Baal and caused my people Israel to err. I have seen also in the prophets of Jerusalem an horrible thing. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They strengthen also the hands of evildoers, that none doth return from wickedness. They are all of them unto me as Sodom, and the inhabitants thereof as Gomorrah. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts concerning the prophets, Behold, I will feed them with wormwood, and make them drink the water of gall. For from the prophets of Jerusalem is profaneness gone forth into all the land. And you see, that's the problem. When the prophets are false, when the teachers are false, when they are teaching false doctrine and doing abhorrent things, when they are profane, when they're vulgar, when they're evil, and they pronounce their edicts and they preach their preaching, they profane everyone around them. They make everybody else evil along with themselves. Their profaneness is gone throughout all the land. Verse 16, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart, and not out of the mouth of the Lord. They say still unto them that despise me, The Lord hath said, Ye shall have peace. And they say unto everyone that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, No evil shall come upon you. For who hath stood in the counsel of the Lord, and hath perceived and heard his word? Who hath marked his word and heard it? Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord is gone forth in fury, even a grievous whirlwind. It shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord shall not return until he have executed, until he have performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days ye shall consider it perfectly. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. Am I a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off? Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? I have heard what the prophets said that prophesy lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart, which think to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. The prophet that hath a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that hath a word, let him speak my word faithfully. What is the chaff to the wheat, saith the Lord? Is not my word like a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock into pieces? Therefore, behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that steal my words every one from his neighbor. Behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that use their tongues and say, he saith.
Thank you for joining us today for this edition of the Bible Class with Dr. Kenneth C. Hill. You may reach us by email by going to our website, whcbradio.org, and sending us an email on the Contact Us link. That's whcbradio.org. If you prefer to use the postal service, our address is The Bible Class, WHCB, Post Office Box 5, Bluntville, Tennessee, 37617. That's The Bible Class, care of WHCB, Post Office Box 5, Bluntville, Tennessee, 37617. You may also call us at 423-878-6279. Until our next Bible Class program, we are trusting that the Lord will richly bless you as you serve him.